Classes are starting Wednesday in the Twin Falls School District. It's the first of Idaho's 10 largest districts to begin the school year fully in person. Rachel Cohen tells us more.
Twin Falls is opening up in person because the South Central Public Health District says it's only in the moderate risk category.
If you want to talk about like the feelings of anxiety and all that, it is there some.
David Palmer is a 7th and 8th grade social studies teacher at South Hills Middle School. About 180 students cycle through his classroom each day, where desks are all facing the same direction this year to prevent disease transmission. He says this year is different. He's had to worry about having enough hand sanitizer and masks for students.
The school that I teach at has a lot of multi-generational homes. So I want to make sure that kids aren't taking it home to their grandparents or their parents and whatever else.
Palmer says the district is doing what it can. Masks are required for students and staff. During an Idaho State Board of Education meeting earlier this week, Twin Falls Superintendent Brady Dickinson said the district has received a significant amount of leave requests from teachers. These requests spiked when the district announced it was going to start the school year with all students in classrooms instead of a hybrid model. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.